Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones. Today we're missing. We're missing one.
See,
you hear? I'm gonna start already. We didn't even get into the show yet.
We ain't getting to the ring yet, man.
We got Ray Porter Jr. and Mr. Aubrey Bruce, legendary, iconic.
Yes,
Aubrey
sir.
Bruce,
with absolutely.
Where's my boy Vince at?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're missing one. My man Vince Butts. Vince isn't here, the NBA analyst, but we can still talk NBA.
Absolutely.
So Vince isn't here. He's the one taking some time off this time. And, of course, the big guy, Alan Lincoln, got nothing but love for you and appreciate everything you're doing for us and making strides. I see you. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday morning. It might get wet if you're in Western Pennsylvania, but right. Still a beautiful Saturday morning. And then throughout the rest of the country. And you know what, fellas? We never even refer to this or mention it. But you know what? We are actually heard in Germany. We're heard all over the country.
Awesome.
So it's not just local. You know, we're based in Western Pennsylvania. But it's all across the country. And it's globally. So
that's great.
I mean, I'm excited. And
that's
I think, you know what, though, Aubrey and Ray? I think people in the military are starting to catch on, and I think some people in the military are actually listening to the Urban Media Today.
That's good stuff,
checking
man.
Out the website and yeah. listening to the radio station.
That's great.
So, hey, man, it's the power of online radio.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Dunker Shane, right? Yeah, well, Shane. I heard it right. Say it, right?
Guten Tag.
There you go. I mean, so we're loving it. That being said, it's all about sports. And Ray is our NFL analyst. Today, we're going to use Aubrey Bruce as our MLB analyst.
Great.
In a sense, to touch on some of his knowledge. And then we'll also talk some basketball, of course. Can't get away from the basketball. but what since you're here, Ray, and because basketball summer league is going on, usually we'll start with Vince and NBA. But we're going to start with you today. So in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And can I limit you about talking about the Steelers?
I mean, I'm not a homer. I can talk to any. I mean, if I'm an NFL specialist analyst, then I can talk about anything in the NFL. So try me, young man. Come on, Apollo Creed. Come on.
All right. So next week, next week the training camp opens, right? The
Unbelievable.
25th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah. So that means. I just said that coming over here today. Summer's almost over. Did it just get started, man?
Well, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Right. But we still technically got to, like, what, September 22nd, right? So we
okay,
good.
I got you. So when we're looking at training camps in the NFL, I know you cover the Steelers for us. And I know Aubrey covers the Steelers, too.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys – we'll start with the Steelers, but then we're going to blossom out. So it's not going to be a Pittsburgh thing.
See, I was trying not to think about the Steelers, but there
you go. No, I'll start there. So let's start with them.
I'm messing with you.
Steelers and see what's up. Because I'm still trying to get converted. I'm not a believer in Ben Roethlisberger. That's just me. I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but I'm a football fan. And I have respect for him because he's an athlete. He's a quarterback in the NFL. And not just anybody could be a quarterback in the NFL, so I'll give you that. But as far as being a leader of that black and gold, I don't see him as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, jump in.
I mean, I think that, like I said last week, he has to realize, and even at 36 years old, I mean, I think after a while you should already know what opportunities you have as the veteran, as the quarterback. But I think he still should step up a little bit more to be a vocal leader, to be more of an influence. I mean, I like his game. I had no problem with him at all. He averages, you know, 4,000 yards a year. He makes the Pro Bowl. He gets them there. And you take him away, then at this point, they're pretty much a mediocre team. So I believe that, hey, why not? Why not become a little bit more teachable, what it means to have more influence on your team, especially now since, you know, they're going to be considered a Super Bowl candidate especially with how things ended last year. So why not do it, especially in your last, what, 3-4 years of your career? So that's how I feel.
Ray, I'm thinking that a leader has to be a leader 24 hours a day.
Mm, I agree.
And Ben Roethlisberger tends to be hot and cold.
Yeah.
When he throws a touchdown pass, he points his finger up to the sky. And when he throws a pick, he points his finger at the wide receiver. You ran the wrong route. You hit the ball. So I think that responsibility breeds leadership. And when you're unable to accept responsibility, then your leadership's going to be lacking. We both cover the Steelers. And in fact, we're side by side on a lot of things.
Right.
And the thing about it is, I respect you as a younger journalist because you just have your finger on the pulse of a lot of things with technology. But the Steelers, in the future, they're going to have to get a quarterback, a younger quarterback, to replace him that's great from a skill set, but also great from a leadership perspective.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. And I think just even going back even 10 years ago when Roethlisberger was just breaking into the NFL, and he had a lot of other vocal leaders like DeJerome Bettis and Joey Porter and Hines Ward. I mean, Antonio Brown, he should be vocal. You know, I really believe. Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hampton, I'm sorry, Cam Hayward. He should be vocal.
That's true.
You know, how about Joe Hayden? Mm-hmm. They should be, you know.
He is the one.
Right, so just thinking it's just time to pull that in because, I mean, you can't put a price tag on stuff like that, you know, in my opinion, you know. James Harrison, he wasn't vocal as much unless you were in the locker room looking at him. He was very vocal there.
Exactly.
He said he had his own way. When LaVon Kirkland was here, he said he had his own way of leading too, which was not as vocal, so... Yeah, I think that it's important. Like you said, it is because it makes a difference. I mean, it's intangibles. Mm-hmm. That's what helps in a championship. I mean,
and everyone seems to put it on Mike Tomlin. Like he's not aggressive enough. He's not disciplined enough. And the thing is, you can do whatever you want to do, watching film, when the playbook, but you can't make a player execute properly.
Yeah, I mean, no more than Bill Belichick, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I've seen Mike Tomlin snatch up a player on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I've seen him show emotion. I've seen him put people in their place. Bill Belichick has about as emotion as C-3PO, okay? So, but he still gets his point across, and people know not to mess with him. So, but it's definitely excellent points there.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm listening to you guys talk about the Steelers, and I'm kind of getting lost in that conversation because it's like, okay, you know me, I'm not.
Exercise your inner fan, man.
No, it's all good. I mean,
no,
I'm
with you, though.
And especially when talking about Pittsburgh, what the thing I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at that division where you got the Baltimore Ravens, you got the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns. Who gives Pittsburgh any type of competition? I mean, they got the thing going on with Baltimore on the regular. I get
that.
And then with Cincinnati, they got something going on. It used to be with Cleveland back in the day. But when you're Pittsburgh on a regular basis now, you're in the AFC North, where's your competition coming from?
Well, this year I'm really thinking, and this is going to be a misnomer, but I'm really thinking that they're going to have their hands full with the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
You know, with the Todd Haley situation going on and them having some insight into Steelers offense and defense. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a little tricky thing. With Marvin Lewis with the Bengals, he is just also ran. I love Marvin personally, but he's lost something in terms of his synergy with his team. Okay, when you look at Harbaugh with the Ravens, he's always going to be locked in with his team. They may not perform the way they're supposed to due to injuries or whatever, but Harbaugh is a very, very good clinician. So I agree with you. The competition might not be stiff, but it still might be fierce in the AFC North.
Mm. And you know what? You mentioned Cleveland, and I am looking at the Cleveland Browns because the reason I'm looking at them, I mean, Josh Gordon, with him coming back, you know, I think he's going to come back with a vengeance again. Because he just got his feet wet last year when you think about it. And then, you know, when you have the quarterbacks, you got Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield back there that'll be able to throw to him. Baker Mayfield's going to need all the help he can get.
Yeah, I agree.
And then when you have somebody like a Josh Gordon, and then Jarvis Landry. We can't forget Jarvis Landry.
Right.
To the Browns. So when you have two prime receivers like that,
right,
you know, at your disposal. Yeah. If I'm Tyrod Taylor, I'm salivating. To be honest with you, I mean, you're coming from Buffalo and you're coming to Cleveland, but not only are you coming to Cleveland, you're coming to Cleveland with some weapons in your arsenal.
Yeah.
When you look at the receivers. And then I like the tight end. I like Njoku, David Njoku.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Now,
yeah.
If Vince was here, he would talk about him too.
Of course, yeah.
Because Njoku has dropped some passes. But then again, now this is a new year, new day. We're going to start training camp next week.
Mm-hmm.
So Njoku could come back and do something pretty good. And then you got Fels, who's starting in front of him. And I think Fels is a little older, probably in his 30s, maybe 31, 32.
Right.
But probably more of a solid tight end as far as dependable. But he might be a blocking type of tight end. So when you got Njoku, you got Josh Gordon, you got Jarvis Landry. I'm looking for the Cleveland Browns to get at least a couple of wins. Because when you think about it, you got Carlos Hyde. He's in the backfield.
Right.
He's out of Ohio State, isn't he?
Yes, he
so
is.
So he's kind of at home. He's coming at home and he's playing. And then you got Nick Chubb, who I'm excited about.
And I do like Nick Chubb.
Who was just doing his thing last
year.
Yeah.
I like his style.
Yeah. And then let's not forget, now we're too deep in their running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You got Duke Johnson, who they've had there for a couple of years
right.
now.
Right. It's true.
Who's yet to really get his thing going. So I'm thinking that when I look at Cleveland, I have to agree with you, Aubrey. I think that they got it going on. Now, this is what I'm going to say about Cleveland. I think they're going to be even more impressive on the defensive side of the ball because I think Miles Garrett, is going to really do his thing as far as that defensive end is concerned. Then on the other side, you got Ogba Emmanuel,
right.
Who can probably hold it down. We'll see what happens with him. But then Jabril Peppers is just – I just get excited about
mm-hmm.
him. Because Jabril being back there at the safety spot.
Seems really genetic.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
So, I mean, I see some good things happening there. And again, Aubrey, you made a good point, and I didn't think about it until you just said it. You got Todd Haley, who's now the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. That means you got insight into what the Pittsburgh
Steelers
are doing. You know the weaknesses. But the thing about Cleveland Doug Welly, the ex-GM of the Bills, is in my family.
Okay.
And so I went to the Bills camp a few years ago, and I just messing around with Tyrod Taylor on the sideline. He threw a pass to me, like just toss it. Mm. I thought my chest was going to cave in. And now this guy has a rocket for an arm, and him bringing that to the Browns, and
right.
they're going to be formidable. No one, they better not sleep the Cleveland Browns for sure.
No, you can't do that. Because when you do that, then that's when they'll start, and that's when they'll keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'll give Cleveland credit for is they're a team that tries.
Okay.
I mean, yes, they're in the salary cap league, and they have plenty of cap room,
mm-hmm.
so they made some, they spent the monies, and they did what they could.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll give them, I'll have them go from 0-16 because teams don't do that twice. You just don't do that. That's just an event. It's not a way of life in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Especially football, and I'll give them 4 wins. So they'll go mm-hmm. from 0-16 to 4-12. Maybe they'll have another ticker tape parade or whatever. But the thing is, yeah, you got to watch out for them because you can't make those type of improvements. And I mean, you can make those additions and not improve. You
mm-hmm.
can. Now I can give them that 4-12, but then I can also give Baltimore. Probably Pittsburgh's biggest competition because of the rivalry. And Joe Flacco, people can say what they want about Flacco, but he won an MVP with that team, and he led that team. So him and, you know, their defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have a lot of youngsters. I mean, but look at the backups there.
But historically with Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
they were a new franchise like 27 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they were the only newest franchise to ever win 2 Super Bowls in that span of time.
Yeah, wow.
You know, so they've already created a culture mm-hmm. of winning in Baltimore. So that's what I think gives them a little, you know, advantage. Cincinnati, I think Marvin has created a culture of thuggery, you know. And you can't win with jailbirds.
Okay.
No, you can't. And then the thing with Cincinnati gets me is, how do they look as good as – how do they play as good as they look? I mean, you have – one of the best receivers in AJ Green. That dude's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, Burfict. The only reason why he can't have a Hall of Fame career is because he can't stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's always doing something simple.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of talent on that team, but something's wrong.
Yeah.
They're a mystery to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the mystery is yet to be solved, and it can't be too much of a mystery if Marvin Lewis is staying. I mean, he's there. He's still there.
Absolutely.
So he must be doing something right that the ownership likes within that organization.
And he deserves it. He deserves to, yeah.
I definitely agree, too. I just think he just can't get past that certain game.
Yeah.
But he's a great schmoozer and a great politician, too.
Okay. He is.
And that helps.
Oh,
it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones here with Aubrey Aubrey Bruce and Ray Porter Jr. And we've been talking NFL just to kick off the show, and we'll talk more some more NFL. And the reason being is because training camp starts in a week.
Less than a week now, sir. Right? Bring it on.
So what we're going to do is we're going to come back. Aubrey, you wanted to say something, man. You're going to say no? Okay. You can say something. The mic's open. We're going to come back in just a second. We'll take a quick break, and it's more of Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Right.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip-hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99, and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.